Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh, oh. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na.
Hello, everyone. This is Parker Pathways on the third live hour for Parker Pathways on November 6, 2016. The call-in number is 800-313-9443, and my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. The aspects of food is taking on into artificial intelligence, and the idea, of course, the with the medical record and the carbon footprint a part of your general carbon footprint for estimation for the dust mite is we've talked about many times. And as part of the general system I was working in. One thing that needs to be mentioned, that you might think that this is all down the road, and it's not, it's way past Soylent Green, but it isn't. It is Soylent Green, and it's happening in days, and it's already in research and the development of the Hillary plan, which is called Executive Plan 5. The robots and automation are getting involved, of course, in fast food outlets. This all happened because of Obamacare costs coming out of the way that businesses can't afford up beyond the $15 an hour, which was what the unions wanted, you see, because they were trying to get union members. But the restaurants like McDonald's and Wendy's and Domino's, they already have self-serving kiosks as they're testing. And restaurant kitchens it will be the next area for automation. In other words, taking many of the major cooks out of the kitchen will all be automated. The Esta fast food chain, it has two locations, one in Southern California, which is in Woodland Hills, which I remember is a very nice place, and one in Berkeley, California, which is in Northern California, and they have iPad at kiosks, and you can pick up your food from a vending machine. And, of course, you get more interfacing of information from Esta's computers than you do with others. But the whole thing comes down to the pickup food can be without any human employees, and you can the Esta is serving vegetarian quinoa bowls. They have other toppings, and the kitchen staffers, they prepare the meals in the back room, and the robot grills the patty for McDonald's, for instance. You've got the Zumi pizza is being tried in Silicon Valley. It's completely automated. No human touches it. It's using robots to make the pizzas. And you have you have a food service innovation concept where it keeps the food always warm. They have the thing, you have the selections. You can also use the magnetic screen, a special screen which they're using for fixing the votes for this president's election. In fact, they're recording your fingerprint so that they could trace back to come back at you. That's what they were testing at the Hillary Clinton bash with Beyonce and JC. In other words, the idea. And, of course, they forget, they don't tell the people that there's a laser X-ray in those machines. It records you. So you can see through your clothes. But the thing, and this is what will happen in the food industry, but the costs are really the reason that the food is going to be automated. Of course, they'll be counting calories and working as, like getting a pair of soles for your shoe by computer. So the self-service airport kiosk, of course, that'll, and that checkout grocery system will be really run a lot by Amazon. And of course, the last caller, Cindy from Texas, Google. Keep in mind, remember I said to the audience, I said on the first inaugural and of Obama, and I said to myself, and I told some people, I says, what the hell is that guy that runs Google on the podium with Obama? You know, what's that all about? Maybe he made a big political donation and gave him a chance to do that, but I found out in a few days what that was really all about. It was a run the automation of America. That was what that was about. And that's real, you know what I'm saying. So the next generation customer kiosk coming into the touch screen and the order taking, the speech recognition so they can identify your speech, and that will be transferred all over the world, wherever those branches are. And the workforce automation movement, actually, for investment opportunities and venture capital, is quite strong. And the companies that I've looked at for valuation for their patents is Robo Global Robotics and Automation Index ETF. Its moniker is ROBO, and it contains about more than 80 stocks. There are 80 stocks in there focused on those automations. There's a three-year-old fund that is hit on the ETF, which is quite high at the moment. The Robo Index, it's called. This is included out with the Water Index. It includes these industrial automation. ABB company. You've got Holly Sice Automation. Its moniker is HOLI. It's an asset tracking specialist. You've got Zebra Technology. You've got Mission Vision from Connex, C-O-G-N-E-X. And then you have an automated driving technology with Mobileye, which is being used as a process of being able to see, but it does more than that. It actually reads your brainwaves. And then you have speech recognition from Nuance Communications and robot surgery pioneer, of course, Intuitive Surgical, which I have a lot of medical work with. The interesting thing is to know about it. Into specialized ways to be able to shift automation to make it more human. Now, that is the actual real world of that concept of automation coming in the other way. But I want to give you another wrinkle. And the whole thing comes down to the idea that is artificial intelligence really being invented? In other words, if you, I put this to you as a person who analyzes patents on the big scale. Now, here is the idea is to collect more data, That's the point. In other words, to unify the data of the infrastructure of the body. Remember what I taught you last year for the development of what is called the human perfectus, the idea of being able to take the brain and use it as a term of terms of having algorithms which can be transmitted to other robots. In other words, the technology allows the machine to learn. Now, what we have here is this thought is not abstract in any form. This is Sunday. This goes into effect of policy making in the United Nations. It goes into effect today. So the whole thing comes down, this is very apropos. I didn't plan the corruption and evil of Hillary Clinton to be part of the theme, but I'm asking you, what is temperament? If Donald Trump offends you in some way in terms of the thing, well, look at history, where they wrote about Hercules. So they wrote about the whole part of Herodotus in terms of the development of how Alexander the Great had a lot of education, and he had a lot of philosophy in terms of things. He's highly, according to the mythologies of writings, Plato and guidance and these type of things. But what was that? That was the determination of the invention of the theme of consciousness. In other words, when land was taken and wars were won, consciousness was made part of. They had their own artificial intelligence, if you will. But Alexander the Great used it for good, even though that he was using paradigms of mathematics which had not been seen before. In fact, some of the mathematics which were used were not even Einstein could figure out from the hieroglyphics that he was shown and worked when he was at Princeton. So the whole thing comes down to the fact that's what we're dealing with now. But you see, that movement of artificial intelligence being invented is getting ahead of the culture. Now that's an important point for you to grasp, because Hillary Clinton's Armageddon is a fact of the war, of the global warfare, is based upon the idea of being the second robot in terms of what was learned from the first robot. So in other words, if you can ask a computer a question, and you can wait for that, a semi-autonomous answer for the basic stuff, who's the person, what's their passport, what do they, but you just say you extend that out to the terms of left brain, human brain, which is there are certain areas of the brain which records better than others on what the story is that's being told to them. So let's say that you apply that to predictions for the type of insurance you have, you should have, the loans you have, the policing that you should have, and in other words, the subtle choices that you're going to have on how you're going to be discovered. Now, you have to think about that. You have artificial intelligence to determine if you use it in a court to make a parole decision. Were a different a target of a different ethnic group, or do you want to have the effects of this complex interaction between that algorithm and the data to have another type of persuasion? And here is where we bring in the Obamas and the Hillarys of the world, when they already have an agency for changing human behavior through a government agency by Dr. John Holden, who's also in charge of putting soils in the drinking water to depopulate the United States and the Earth. Of course, that's now United Nations policy, which is why we're on here. We're not on this program for an academic exercise. We're trying to save your life, and we're not being dramatic. Now we're trying to save your brain. And the whole thing, the whole process of this is we're also trying to save your food, and we're also trying to save your water. Now, I know I'm only one person, but I happen to be a knowledge engineer for real, and there's several of us in the world that are still, active as knowledge engineers. It's estimated that on this earth, or I should say ice-free land, are about 3,000. So Uncle Sam is doing everything he can to, of course, I don't want to say everything she can, because I want nothing of that screaming lady. But the thing comes down to the fact that the paradigm for, let's say, how to determine a human being's identity through a pile of dust from 9/11 as a precursor to future projects for determining what the persuasion can be from artificial intelligence for the new entities. Now, I'll be glad to repeat that, because what I'm talking about is the real endgame, as we know it. Now, you say to yourself, well, we already have six decades of research in artificial intelligence. We didn't go in everyday lives. Well, that should be enough. No. It's already been told the number of the numerologies from the ancient writings, and they all end up in the terms of the artificial man, the artificial animal, the artificial soil, the artificial to become the process. That's in the ancient numerologies. That was one of the great blessings to be a student of Campbell. And, of course, I was lucky to be trained by Manly Hall. I was lucky to be trained by Fritz Perls. I was lucky to be trained by the vitamin C, Conhort. Had 7 Nobel Prizes, using as paperweights. But the whole thing is that where we stand is the present Nobel Prizes, Herbert Simon, the John Nash, the Marvin Minsky, and the group of Claude Shannon. These people are working on what we're discussing. Now, the implantation of information from Parker Pathways has already entered the university system for the determination of endocrine disruptors in the water. If they exist, affects the hydraulic fracking, the action of other forms of drilling, the disposition of water on the earth, and the change and the potential changes that we'll be having in terms of the next movement, which is to have you use reused water. And if you have a molecular structure which can be artificially changed in terms of the water, you now have a setting for a different memory. So in other words, if you take the second interview that I did with Professor Emoto on the terms of changing the water molecule by your mind thoughts of love and gratitude. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
You, your your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is Parker Pathways. This is live. Third live hour of Parker Pathways on a three-hour program. And we have Chris in Las Vegas. Hello, Chris. Welcome aboard.
Greetings of love, appreciation, and many thanks for all that you, John Stettmiller, Republic Broadcasting Network, and your learned listeners do for all of us.
Thank you.
I might observe, as you were speaking about the algorithms of predictive programming, it's important for those to observe that in order to accomplish these technical discernments and computations, you must have sensors or receivers. You must have a receiver controller, which is a brain of a system that must be biased proportionally to adjust for external operants that may operate on the outcomes that you wish to elicit from the system. The system may also be the cancer of Mu or Atlantis, some might observe. And unfortunately, the programmer of the receiver controller of the system is usually of human origination and therefore subject to the deviancies, reprobate aspects of their demented and delusional minds that serve their self-interest that may enter into the computations of the influence that's put on the biasing of the controller to put the slant on the outcomes that they wish to skew the view of the reality that's put out of the program, posed as, oh, it was only the system that did it.
Yeah, that's what they're doing with the election, with these electronic field monitors, and they already have the percentages already in the computers. So no matter what anybody does, it's going to come out this other way, that Hillary Clinton wins the election. That's the way it stands as we speak. Now, the thing is that you're absolutely right. Let's take your thought and hold it a moment, and just put it into another concept. At Columbia University, they have developed what's called a mathematical model to figure out how the brain makes room for memories. And the idea here is that the electrical activity of the storage synapse in the nexus of an electrical pulse is actually passing from neuron to neuron, but it's separate. So that's what they discovered, and how it's like a radio, just like a radio. So they decided that they would figure this out. So they took your idea and said, well, we're going to take the human out of it, and your idea is to have the human in it, which is totally correct. You have to have a starting point. You see, you have a reference point. So they used water, and they used water to figure out if the water would remember where it had been. So they figured out this with a long memory storage of beakers that had communication channels within each beaker. So what they would do, they'd have a storage capacity changed by removing water representing the encoding of that new memory of where it was. And how they figured that out was they radioactively coded the water molecule in that one beaker. Now, they had a total of 150 beakers, each one with a different channel of a different size to represent the neuron of the human brain. And it took a total of neuroscience experimentation of the communication, 5 seconds for the memory of that water molecule to reach different levels in different size beakers. Where they took an old, in other words, the radioactive molecule would be an old memory that would be stored in the new memory. Now imagine this. You see what I mean? Imagine that, the dynamics of that. You have artificial intelligence with the molecule itself. See?
Well, Dr. Nguyen, wouldn't one then have to jump to the conclusory theory, at least the expected outcome, that if one has the ability to do that using the so-called smart, specialized, military, advanced receiver-transmitter technology, that they might reasonably track you via those signals? Uh-oh. Should I stay on?
I'll keep you on at the other end so you can finish your sentence.
Thank you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party
property, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit takefromcaesar.us for more information.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
This is Perfect Rates on Republic Broadcasting Network. Very quickly, the caller Cindy from Texas, I was working on a thought because I was trying to work out the mathematics of Google from the question. If that listener is still listening, I wanted to say to her that's very important is that Google made plans to run Hillary Clinton 1 year before she actually ran. I happen to know that because of I just happen to know that. I'm not going to tell you how I know that, but that's very much involved in the thing. That's an important piece of information for Cindy. I'm sorry to. To interfere with Chris's call, which I'm not, but I hope she learns that. That's very important. Chris, are you there?
Sure, that ties in exactly with where I was going with this premise I wanted to finish up, and that is if they have the ability to track via our water, our cells, or monitoring our waste through their system, then wouldn't they reasonably, if we were getting too big for our britches or too smart for our pants, as in Jimi Hendrix's song, Have You Ever Been Experienced from his album.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't they psychedelicize or psycholobotomize us by directing something special to our IPS address to modify, adjust, or to obliterate our so-called too-big-for-our-britches intelligence if we became a danger to their scams and plans?
That's right. The thing is that the artificial intelligence for food, that's why I'm bringing it up. See, people think that this is going to be in the future, that this is going on in, 10
now.
Years from now or something. No, it's now, today, Sunday. These companies, that's why I analyze and value these companies in investment, because not that I'm an investment counselor of all those disclaimers, but I'm talking about the actual valuation of the technology itself, which is where the money is. And the thing is that this is Hillary's future. It's called the Borg, and I want to just tell you, don't go away or your thought that you just had. Now you see, in Star Trek, there was a synthetic alien race. They were synthetic, all right, and they were called Borgs in Star Trek, and they were cybernetic enhancements. And what they were doing was to assimilate its members into the collective, it was called. And the idea was the enhancement could have to have, it was suggested that it have a biological synthetic interface. And that's where Star Trek left it in terms of things. Now, what the public doesn't know is what I've inferred, that actually extraterrestrials and Christopher Bergs are actually robots. And that is a postulation which has a lot of evidence. But the whole thing comes down, let's get to now. What has happened, you see, is that there are people like at the University of Washington, as an example, have figured out how to engineer the peptides of the body to cross a bioelectric interface in the brain. And so this interface can have borrow another unnatural peptide to have molecular recognition. See? Mm.
And so if it has molecular recognition, then it can be used by antibodies or DNA binding proteins to have a new language.
Well, Dr. Nguyen, this is the basis of what I did with the 9/11 team on the sequence natural peptides to try to identify a human being from a grain of sand. And the thing is, because to identify, there were more people killed in 9/11 than they're telling you. They go by the roster of how many people were in the building, But you have 76 tons of human sand. And how do you identify those people? Well, this is how you do it. You see, you use the Borg system. Now, watch where we go with this. We take your statement, which is accurate. The thing comes down to the fact that what we're doing is creating within the body another artificial intelligence through the process of the newly formed recognizable DNA binding protein. So what you end up with is a molecular electro-optical device, which is in your body. So in other words, that's created by your own new peptide. Now, the only way you can do that is the way I've explained it at the present point. You become a Borg. Now let's take it a step further. There's a study, and this is the study that gave it away. You know how women worry about their weight, there have been several studies the public doesn't know about, which is the fact that they think it's genetic. No, genetics doesn't have anything to do with it. They don't tell the women that, but that's the way it is. No, where the genetics comes in is they're inheriting the message of how much they should weight. Hmm.
Think about that. In other words,
very curious. Yeah, they're inheriting their perception. See?
Well, Dr. Nguyen, wouldn't we have to then be concerned about perhaps nanobot engineered devices being administered aerially, or and then morphing us or others into the Will Smith iRobot or the Schwarzenegger Terminators?
Yeah, that's being done. As it turns out, what they started out with was the boron and arsenic in the chemtrails to change the molecule. I'm saying stuff now that I should not say. But the thing is that...
Thank you, Dr. Nguyen.
You know?
God bless America. I hope we survive these crazies. Be blessed. Bye-bye.
Let me tell you, Hillary Clinton's got it all mapped. She wants her own Gore. There's no joke. Hey, thanks for calling.
Shamarinus. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye. So the whole thing comes down to the process of the developmental system of the brain based upon a basis of, let us say, that you have organ transplants. Now, let's say that your interest in having organ transplants, and I'll give you a little position of that. Some time ago, it was several years ago, the blacks were complaining that they weren't getting enough organs. And the Health and Human Services at that time, they were getting politically correct. When Hillary, it was called Hillary Care at the time, you know. Oh, and I should tell you that according to their own communications from WikiLeaks, Hillary hates white men and straight men. Doesn't like straight men. And, you know, and so this wound its way years ago into organ transplants. They might have been just talking off the thing, you know, like two people at a bar, you know. But the thing is, no, they weren't talking like two people in a bar. And the thing comes down to the fact that we get down to the word I give you about temperament. Okay? Now, okay, the temperament is women are upset voting for Trump because they think that he's talking nasty up. And the daughters don't want to hear that. And the thing is, the men are getting all righteous. Oh, I don't want my daughter to hear that. Well, then don't go to Beyonce and Jay-Z symphony that Hillary puts on where they talk about intercourse in four syllables, in a four-syllable language. They use the tempo, the upbeat of a two-beat, four-syllable language to really give it to you. Now, you say to yourself, what does that have to do with organ transplants? Well, the whole thing comes down to the fact, how do you rationalize? And of course, the government said, well, we're going to zone in the United States so that blacks feel that they're getting more organ transplants. The truth was that the ethnic group had nothing to do with organ transplants. It was the same kind of problem that you have Black Lives Matter, who try to make themselves a political party in terms of the fact that they're never realizing that, you know, there are a lot of reasons to go into crime. Let's say that you're in India. That's, you know, it's not a crime to take somebody's organ, you know, and put it on the market. China, they used to kill. They stopped it now for the prisoners, killing the prisoners for organs. They have another way. But the whole thing comes down to disease. Now, let us say that if you find out that toxoplasmosis, let's say, or parasitic infections, or strongomyelitis, or Chagas disease, or something of that sort, fungal infections, all these things are, like valley fever, those type of things are involved in the organ. Now, okay, you take an organ transplant and people say, well, I got an organ transplant, my life was saved, but now I like onions more than I used to, and I can't understand it. Well, it turned out the person who donated the organ liked onions. As an example, those are real-world examples. Now, that's because the genetic predisposition with their artificial intelligence for the organ itself, and which is also reacting to your emotional system for a disease, or some kind of problem which has caused you to get very ill. In other words, you have a, if you can change the climate to change the emotion, you can change the organ. Well, I'm fast forwarding this information for you because of our time. But the whole thing comes down to the transfer of the emotion into the organ is a very real possibility, you see. And that actually happens. Now, you have these things. If you take, you have a something wrong with a screening of a recipient for a organ transplantation, this is now going to be under the what I call the Hillary care model. But the thing is, in the death panel, it has selection that you die at 75. And remember, I had the interview with Dr. Emanuel, who was the author of the death panel, one of the main authors. And the idea of dying at 75, that was his headline in Atlantic Monthly, which you can read. The whole thing comes up, and also listen to the interview, by the way. And, in fact, I've had two interviews with him. And because he wanted to get back and have a thing. I have three interviews with Trump, which I'm going to play after the election to win or lose. That's the way he wanted it, and I know why. So the thing comes down to the fact that let's say that you have an endemic mycosis. Let's take one that you'd be more familiar with, coccidioidomycosis, which is really more into the desert sand stories, you know, about the coccidial living in the soil for a living primer. I'm just speaking of, so you have it in a non-endemic area. You have to determine if that transplant candidate has a history or even remote, there was a residence in an endemic area. And what you do is you screen for immunoglobulins. In other words, an enzyme, an immunoassay is taken to determine IgG or IgM. Enzymes are the best. Then the IgG by a complement fixation test, which is really the best. Now, you take that into mycosis of coccidioidomycosis, and you place it in the IgB screening for the transplant. Now, what happens if you want to control a population the Hillary Clinton way? The Hillary Clinton way is like mass extermination. In other words, only selected people get the organ in the developmental system of that. But if you transport coccidioidomycosis, can that recipient receive that organ? You would say, well, that's an obvious answer. No. Well, then why is it that you have HIV organ policy equity that's having the research of transplanting organs from an HIV-positive donor into an HIV-positive recipient and saying that's okay and ignore the genetics? That's government law as we stand. So her position of changing regulations for the determination of organ transplants, that might have missed your radar, but that is her radar. You see, what we got on our hands here is more than a constitutional crisis if Hillary Clinton is elected president. Now, I'm not saying we may not have a constitutional crisis with Trump in there, too. But the whole point is that if it turns out that the process of what is called the Black Christmas, which is what she's calling it, the Black Christmas, there will not be Christmas in your life. It's the idea of the diagnosis of the determinant of the organ transplant in terms of the summary of recommendations of most of these discoveries to be under government control. That's a different ballgame. There are already regulations in terms of how to test for it. There are already regulations about who's chosen for a transplant. There are already regulations in terms of what happens after you get the transplant. So if you screen both of the donors and the recipients to have what's called an essential positive clinical outcome, in these life-saving procedures, you have a win situation. But if you have an organ transplant, like you take the HIV Organ Policy Equity Act, which allows for research about the transplantation organs from the HIV-positive donor,
you have a situation where that looks good on the surface, but what do you do with the reactive antibody tests that are going to be used for the recipient? Now, this may have missed your radar, too, and that's understandable. You're not supposed to know about the taking of the food and the water and the change of how you're going to see the world. You know, you're not going to have that on your radar. You know, in this world, there are a lot of people that are real spiritually good. You know, they're angels among us. They worship trees. They look at plants. They have the whole aspect of looking at the world a different way. These are blessed people, and they have a way of seeing the spirit of the light. It's like the I Am movement, if you remember that movement many years ago. I think the saying was of the I Ams were that I am simultaneously in all, beyond all, as all. I am all that seems to be and all that really is. I am pure consciousness, pure mind, pure spirit. I am light. I am light body energy, containing all things while within all existence.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Hello, everyone. Just to finish that sentence off, the amount of barium and toxicity in the
clouds over New Mexico exceed the maximum allowable amount for human exposure, and it's been that way for years. I first started out on that in 2004, first went on air. And, of course, they've added the nanochemicals for the change. And this is not, to me, a contrails show at all. It has to be something very bigger than that. We have Roger from Colorado. Welcome aboard, Roger. Thanks for calling.
Yes. What I'm wondering is if I had air at 70% humidity, go by a nuclear power plant that had a leak in it, say 50 miles later it gave up a percentage of its water, would that water be radioactive?
Yes, it would. Sure. And you need the water for the radioactivity anyway, you know, for the nuclear plant.
So by condensing that out of the atmosphere, it's going to be radioactive then?
Sure.
Okay, that's what I needed to know. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Where are you in Colorado, can you say?
I'm in the Sangre de Cristo Mountains.
Oh, that's heaven, yeah. Sangre de Cristo, boy, that is heaven. They had one of the best groundwater in the world there before they started to frack, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, you're in heaven. Yeah, I remember looking at a ranch there once, and I really wanted that. Was before the big fracks came in. They were coming in from Paradise, you know?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, and then they had that north town that I fell in love with. It was a nice, good old American town. I can't think of the name right now. It was in a small American town. God, I don't know why in the hell I can't remember it. I just loved it. But once the frackers came in, just destroyed the hell out of it. And one of the things about nuclear power I want to mention, you know, under the table, Uncle Sam's is going into nuclear power, and no matter what anybody says. They're trying to make money on the climate change for having people with solar panels and windmills, you know, the solar and wind. But you know as well as any of this common sense, there's not enough energy in there to take care of the populations. But the thing is that they're going into the nuclear. You know, they're going to copy France to do that. And it's try to stay away from downwind from nuclear power plants if you can. Your biggest enemy on that is water. The groundwater, the aquifer, particularly in Colorado. Colorado has one of the best engineered water systems in the world, in the United States. I mean, you know that, and you know that. That's the best in the world, and they ruined it. If you're in the thing, you know how you beat these people. You have to have food, and all you have to do is to tell them, hey, we know that the radioactivity in the water is going into the food. See? That's why a lot of people got out of the horse business in Colorado. Yours truly was one of them.
Yes.
Listen, you call again, Roger.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Sure thing.
Bye now.
Listen, everyone, I appreciate you being here. We're on the verge of a new America, one way or another, coming down the Rhine by Tuesday. God bless every one of you. Listen, and remember, a new Armageddon, we don't want it to come to destroy our country any more than we have to. That's voting for either one of these people. I want to thank the listeners, especially my producer and RBN, support RBN. Please listen to our show, 10 to 1 Central Time on RBN. And good day. See you next week on Parker.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system, The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
This is from the old school.